60 years ago today, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the birth control pill. It gave women a convenient and effective way to prevent pregnancy. The pill was revolutionary. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, it helped change the way many women thought about their bodies and their place in the world.
As a young woman growing up in a poor farming community in Virginia with little information about sex or contraception, Carol Cato says sexuality was a frightening thing.
We lived in constant fear. I mean, all of us. It was like a tightrope. You know, you're always wondering, oh, is this going to be the time?
Cato is now 78 and lives in Columbia, South Carolina.
I was very fortunate. I did not get pregnant. But a lot of my friends did. And of course, they just got married and, you know, went on into their little farmhouses. I just felt I just had to get out.
Cato married a widower with seven children. They decided seven was enough. And by that time, Cato says the birth control pill allowed the couple to avoid having more babies. She eventually went on to college.
It was just like going from night to day. And to know that I had control, that I control my body, it gave me a whole new lease on life.
Loretta Ross is an activist and visiting women's studies professor at Smith College.
It was life-changing for women.
At 66, Ross says the pill gave her generation more control over their fertility than previous generations had enjoyed.
We could talk about having sex, not without consequences, because there were still STDs, but at the same time, with more freedom than our foremothers had. So it changed the world.
For all it's done for women, Ross says the pill has limitations. She'd like to see it made available over the counter, as it is in some countries, not to mention a pill for men. What made it so revolutionary in 1960 was its reliability compared to other contraceptive methods like condoms or diaphragms, says Dr. Eve Espy, who chairs the OBGYN department at the University of New Mexico.
And within a short period of time, a very large percentage of women were using the pill, which spoke to the fact that there was this huge pent-up desire for a truly effective form of contraception, which had been lacking up to that point.
By 1965, Espy says 40% of young married women were on the pill. Linda Gordon, a historian at New York University, says it took a bit longer for unmarried women to gain widespread access.
I can tell you, if you want to know it, I can tell you a funny story of myself personally about this pre-birth control pill kind of stuff.
Gordon is 80, and she remembers the early stigma around unmarried women and contraception.
When I was in college, a number of women had a wedding ring, a gold ring, that we would pass around and use when we wanted to go see a doctor to get fitted for a diaphragm. In other words, there were people finding their way to do that even then. But the pill was extraordinary.
Gordon notes that 60 years after the pill's approval, contraception remains a contentious political issue. Just this week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in a case involving the birth control mandate in the Affordable Care Act, a decision on whether some institutions with religious or moral objections can deny contraceptive coverage to their employees is expected in the months to come. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.